Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 218, is Vachaspati. It's straightforward to understand. Vacha means speech. Pati means Lord, Master, Maintainer. So he is the Lord of speech. And because in Vedic understanding, speech, sound, is intimately connected with Vidya, Veda, knowledge. So he is the master of knowledge. This term, Vachaspati, is a title given to great speakers, greatly learned persons. We have in the past times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vidya Vachaspati. It's obviously a title of a great teacher of Vedic knowledge. In the Bhagavatam, we also have Brihaspati, referred to as Vachaspati. But originally, above all learned persons is Vachaspati Vishnu. Parashara Bhatta is explaining this series of names in terms of Matsya Avatar, and he says that Vachaspati specifically refers to the propounder of the meaning of the Vedas through the Matsya Purana, which is Matsya Avatar. Vachaspati name must be given to Vishnu because he is, among all masters of knowledge and great speakers, he's the greatest master of them all. There are so many learned persons, so many effective speakers, excellent speakers. Some persons in Western history are known as very great speakers. Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, Adolf Hitler. His speaking was very motivational, not at all for the right reasons, but in terms of motivational speaking, he was a master of the art. That art originates in Krishna. Of course, it shouldn't be misused for making partisan political hate speeches. Krishna himself gives the best knowledge. Not only does he speak well, but he speaks that which is beneficial for everyone in the Bhagavad Gita, which is the summation of all the Vedas. All the Vedas come from him. Vaidaisya sarve ahameva vedya. He is to be known by the Vedas. He's also expert in speaking. We see in various avatars as Mohini, he bewildered the Asuras, and actually the Devas at the same time, they didn't recognize him. Not just by his or her charm and beauty, but by his or her words. Vamana, by his deceptive words, very sweet speech. It must have been very sweet to hear the young boy Vamana. Even now, when we hear Brahmanas, real Brahmanas speak, I'm specifically thinking of those who come in traditional family lines. The way they speak is so cultured compared to ordinary people. It's very pleasing to hear. This is one of the qualities of Krishna. He's a very pleasing speaker. So Krishna himself is the master of speaking in a very charming and very convincing manner. Krishna, in Vrindavan as a child, convinced his father, Nanda Baba, to not worship Indra, to instead worship Govardhan. Krishna is the master of speech, all different kinds of ways of speaking. He's expert in joking with the gopis, with his cowherd boyfriends, with Rukmini, he speaks to her in such a way as to belittle himself, self-effacing speech, which then Rukmini, as a very good speaker, she counteracted everything that Krishna said, or rather upheld it in a manner which, instead of Krishna's seeming intention of showing himself to be very small and very debased, Rukmini turned Krishna's words into great glorification of Krishna. So in this sense, she, taking power from Vachaspati Krishna, outdid him in the art of verbal competition. His knowledge is complete, never imperfect. There's nothing he doesn't know. He perceives everything, understands everything. He is everywhere, knows everything, knows everyone. And no one should be proud of their intellectual capabilities, because they're just nothing in comparison with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's beyond comprehension. His knowledge is beyond comprehension. Here's a verse from Keno Parnishad, which is suitable, or it's part of a verse from Keno Parnishad, which is suitable in understanding this name, Vachaspati. Yad vachanabhyuditam yena vag abhyudhyate tadeva brahma tvam vidhi. That which speech cannot express, through which speech is spoken, know that to be Brahman, know that to be the Supreme. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that he is called Vachaspati because he maintains, pati also means husband in the sense of lord and master, and one who maintains, bharata, who maintains the wife. So he maintains vach, which could be understood, vak, vani is Sarasvati, Krishna is known as Vagisha, he's the master of Sarasvati, she herself is known as Vagisha, the lord of all words, and Krishna is the lord of her. So he maintains her, he maintains his words in other ways, he keeps his promise. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktya pranashyati. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktya pranashyati. He tells Arjuna to declare that my devotee will never perish, he'll never be destroyed. Ma shuchaha, I will deliver. Don't worry, Krishna says, I will deliver you from all sins. He maintains his words. So Krishna is the husband, the maintainer of Sarasvati, the goddess of speech, the goddess of the Vedas, the goddess of learning, the goddess of singing and music. And she is prayed to by students of the Vedas and musicians in Vedic culture, so that she will bless them so that they can remember and speak the knowledge of the Vedas, music. But it is he who gives power to her so that she is Sarasvati. If we find anyone who has good ability to speak, just like is often said of the Irish, that they have the gift of the gab, that means they're good at speaking. Some people are very good at speaking for cheating others. People get trained to speak, so as politicians, rhetoric, the art of rhetoric, to speak clearly so that they can be understood. It's a whole art or science, how to elucidate the words so they can be clearly understood. Not speaking in a mumbling way, and how to use words effectively and not interrupt your speech by saying things like, kind of, you know. There's a whole science of how to speak, making gestures with your hands to bring out the point. You can get trained in how to speak. Some people naturally have it, others can be trained to some extent, but we should know that it is Vishnu who bestows the power to speak. He and no one else. Ultimately, all powers, everything comes from him, all abilities come from him, all abilities are inherent in him. Superlatively, infinitely. And now we're concentrating on the name Vachaspati, the Lord of Speech. The next name in Parashara Bhatta's numbering is 219, Udaradhi. We know this Udaradhi, those who study Srimad Bhagavatam will know. This term means he who is of broad intelligence, that's the way that Srila Prabhupada translates it, and he often quotes a verse in which that is, this Udaradhi is quoted. Akama sarvakamova moksha kama Udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one is without desires, full of desires, or desires liberation, a person who is of broad intelligence should very intensely, through the process of bhakti yoga, worship the Supreme Person. Udara means generous, liberal, noble. In this connection, by extension, it can mean expansive or broad in relationship to intelligence, because dhi means buddhi, which means intellect, intelligence. So it can be understood as one who has vast knowledge. Shankaracharya reads this as one name, Vachaspatir Udaradhi, because the two are very similar. The Lord of knowledge, one who has vast knowledge. And most of the commentators use this or bring these two names as one name that's perfectly acceptable. Parashara Bhatta takes him as two names, different commentators on Vishnu Sahasranam break up the Sanskrit of the verses of Vishnu Sahasranam in different ways to sometimes identify different names, or in this case, Parashara Bhatta takes it as two names, and Shankaracharya and others take it as one name. And in, you may say, well, that messes up the numbering system, but Parashara Bhatta seems he has one extra name, but then others take as two names, he takes as one name. For instance, Gurur Guru Tama, which comes just before this Vachaspatir Udaradhi. Others take this as two names, Guru and Guru Tama. But Parashara Bhatta takes it as Gurur Gurutama, one name. Satyadeva Vashishta, he describes these as two names, but he lists them as one to keep his count on 1,000. Little bit cheating, but it's all right, because it's all for the glorification of the Supreme Lord. Udaradhi indicates that the knowledge of Vishnu has no blemish, no defect, no drawback, no incompleteness, no imperfectness. Perfect. Udaradhi, following from this verse, akama sarva kamo va, gives the idea of udar, one who is very charitable, munificent. So one who has large-hearted intelligence, one who has, as we say in English, a big heart. It doesn't literally mean a large heart in terms of an organ, but who is generous. It may be generous in giving charity, generous in assessing the character of others, very good-hearted person may be called Udaradhi. So the most good-hearted is Krishna. He not only gives the law of the Vedas as Vachaspati, the Lord of Knowledge, but he's also very broad-hearted in trying to help the jivas by giving them this knowledge. He's broad-hearted. He sees the jivas fallen into material existence, but he doesn't reject them. He tries to lift them up, especially if someone is trying to be a devotee and struggles. He's very helping to them. He doesn't condemn the devotee for being weak or being under the delusion of Maya, but he's always ready to help with great sympathy for their devotees. And this function of his great sympathy for the devotees is manifest generation after generation as the sadhus and gurus who help others. They are very broad-hearted in speaking knowledge of Krishna. As the gopis say, tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibi iritam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvigrinantiye bhuridajana. The gopis, addressing Krishna, say that topics about you are simply ambrosial and life-giving, they protect us from death. And for persons who are burning in the fire of material existence, their whole life is like living in a fire. These words are like nectar which soothes the whole existence of such persons. Such words about you, Krishna, they are praised by great learned persons, by those who are Vachaspati. They praise Krishna and they praise those who glorify Krishna, because such words about Krishna, such discussions of Krishna, they destroy all sinfulness. Simply hearing about Krishna is auspicious and brings all transcendental opulence. Therefore, the gopis say, those who speak and who accept such discussions, Krishna Katha, they are the most magnanimous. So Krishna is most magnanimous by sending devotees in this world to speak about him. Krishna is especially sympathetic to the devotees, and even for the sinful persons, he tries to redeem them. The laws of karma are law, just like you see the figure of the justice. The justice is blind, uncompromising, but Krishna is very kind. He gives the law, he administers the law, but he's also very kind in trying to deliver people from their own foolishness and sinfulness. Again, referring to Matsya Avatar, out of great mercy to Satyavrata, the king Satyavrata, Krishna spoke, Vishnu spoke, gave him knowledge, and therefore this great mercy in speaking this knowledge, which is there in Matsu Purana, again coming to this, this great mercy means that he should be called Udara Dhi. These are different ways in which the commentators see this name, Udara Dhi. In Dwarpa Yuga, when even sattvic persons, saintly persons, when their knowledge was gradually being reduced, and then there's the curse of Gautam Rishi also, because he was unreasonably cursed himself by the rishis for accidentally becoming involved in the sin of cow slaughter. So he cursed the great brahmanas and pandits that even though they were learning the Vedas, they could not properly understand them. And this was a situation which is becoming worse and worse, especially as Kali Yuga was coming in. So very kindly, Udara Dhi, with great intelligence and great kindness, Vishnu came as Vedavyas, classified the Vedas into four, and then again gave the Puranas, gave the Brahma Sutras, in order so that people could understand the true meaning of the Shastras. We can understand the Shastras if we take their meaning as it is given by Acharyas in the line of Vedavyas and not be bewildered by so many wrong commentaries by persons who themselves misunderstand the message of the Vedas. The Vedas themselves being a manifestation of Vachaspatir Udara Dhi are full of all knowledge, very mercifully given to us. And we should accept them in the proper way to get the proper benefit that Vachaspatir Udara Dhi wants to give us by very kindly giving this Vedic knowledge. If it wasn't for Vedavyas, even highly elevated persons wouldn't have a chance of upliftment if he hadn't given this Vedic knowledge. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that he is known as Udara Dhi of liberal mind because he gave entrance to the spiritual world, to, who are we going to say, to great demigods, to great sages, yes, but his Udara Dhi, his quality of being of very liberal mind, is seen in giving entrance to the spiritual world, not only to highly elevated persons, but even to Guha, the leader of the tribal people, nowadays you would call them Shabari, also from very socially low-class background, Jatayu, a vulture, which is a really condemned kind of creature, and many others, even though they appeared to be low-born and unfit for spiritual advancement, but the Supreme Lord, out of his great liberality, responded to their devotion by giving them to entrance to the spiritual world. And there are many examples in Ramayana, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam. We can find throughout these scriptures how Krishna, Vishnu, is Udaradhi. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya vichapatitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.